Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning. Congratulations to Dario from Wichita. Has a couple of tickets to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to Interest Bank Arena. And tomorrow, Friday, we got at least one more pair giveaway, so be listening for your chance to win with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now, three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight, South Florida at Wichita State.
Two.
President Trump holds a rally in Phoenix, bashes Democrats for impeachment.
One.
Democrats debate in Las Vegas, target Bloomberg with many of their comments. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The roadways, highways, and surface streets here in Wichita are snow-packed, icy, and very, very slippery this morning. If you go out today, and if you don't have to, don't. But if you go out today, remember, things are going to be very slippery out there. You're going to want to drive very slowly, very cautiously, leaving plenty of room between yourself and the vehicle in front of you, because stopping distance is going to be a problem on a day like today. We've got traffic accidents now on east and westbound Kellogg, and that's between I-135 and Oliver, and they've still got westbound Kellogg closed at West Street after a traffic accident that happened hours ago. Several traffic accidents at that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
What did Ted say a while ago? He was hearing that Rock Road was a sheet of ice.
The police on the scanners were saying that Rock Road was just a sheet of ice.
Well, how am I going to get home? I guess I'll just have to drive to Missouri and turn around and come back later. Okay. Morning snow, then gradual clearing today. Looks like the snow is pretty much over. The high today around 33 degrees. Clear and cold tonight. The overnight low 17. And then Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 42 degrees. Now cloudy, a north wind at 15 miles per hour, 19 degrees, and our wind chill is 5. Tesla stock saw its biggest gain in 2 weeks as the markets closed Wednesday.
New records for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. The Dow up 115 points. The S&P seeing a 15-point gain. The NASDAQ up 84. Meantime, watching shares of Tesla stock jumping more than 6%, over $900 a share. Biggest gain for that stock in 2 weeks, and it has tripled in the last 12 months. Piper Sandler raising its target on Tesla to 928, not that far from where it's trading now. Meantime, strength in the housing market helping fuel the gains on the Dow today. Building permits near a 13-year high. Housing starts falling less than expected. And builders seeing a lot of strength and green across the board. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:50 here on this Thursday morning. People are coming in to work. And Patrick Murphy, one of our guys, He's got some stories to tell. He apparently had quite a commute this morning.
Took him he made it in.
Like an hour to get across the city. And I told him that, it's kind of disastrous and hazardous out there. All right, ownership change for West Wichita Restaurant. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Slip sliding away this morning, apparently. Yeah, good morning, Steve and Ted. The Westside Hurricane Sports Grill has a new owner. It's a familiar name and face. Luis Lopez owns both Emerson Biggins locations in town. Now he owns the Hurricane Sports Grill. It opened in the Tyler Point development at 13th and Tyler late 2017. The restaurant has struggled to find traction in Wichita, has a tropical theme. Lopez says he'll change the menu but leave most of the decorations. Kansas City Royals and Fox Sports Kansas City close to finalizing a new TV contract. The deal could more than double the team's average annual payment. The Royals previously signed an 11-year deal that netted the team about $20 million a year. The new proposed contract is said to be worth from $48 to $52 million a year. And today marks day three of the announcements of the 40 Under 40 class of 2020. We announced 9 on Tuesday, 11 on Wednesday, then another 10 today and 10 on Friday. These honorees were chosen from several hundred nominations. The 40 Under 40 program has been recognizing young professionals in Wichita since 1998. local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, I think it could be argued that 40 under 40, successful being under 40 is a big deal, I suppose. But
you
what
bet.
About if
yeah.
you're over 70 and you're successful? Shouldn't you have the 70 over 70?
Could do that. Yeah, 80 under 80.
Yeah. Ted will nominate.
There you go, Mac.
I'm sure Ted will nominate me for something
yeah.
like that. If there's a lunch provided, I will be sure to go, huh?
Well, yeah, I knew that would be the catch yeah. right there.
Well, you heard us giving away tickets to Def Leppard and ZZ Top, and I know that's
nice.
one of your favorites. I know that Gretchen has told me that when it comes to Def Leppard, you are a dancing machine on that.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Pour some sugar on me, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Today is a special day. It's a National Love Your Pet Day.
Nice.
Encouraging us to pamper our pets and focus on the special relationship pets hold in our lives. I, for one, do not have one, but while there are more cats than dogs in the United States, more households have dogs than cats, not by much. In other words, there are more cats in each house. Ted, how many cats do you
have? More cat ladies.
Oh, yeah. How many cats do you have right now?
I have one kitty right now.
Just one kitty. My daughter has two rat terriers, Rudy and Pete.
Nice.
And you did have the fish, but did you ever replace them? Did you ever get another?
No, I never did replace Cheeseburger and John Fish Gerald Kennedy. But we do have my daughter has two pugs.
Oh, the pugs.
Pinkerton, who is Pinky and Rosie.
Pinky and Rosie.
Nice.
Right.
Wow, those are...
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Pretty vicious, are they? Yeah.
No, not really vicious.
How much does a pug weigh? About 11 pounds? I'm talking about the little one?
About 20 pounds.
About 20 pounds. All right. Well, but my son has, they have, what are they? Yeah, they're pugs. That's the little bulldog-looking things. What are they called? Is that a pug?
Oh, the English bulldogs, maybe?
No, it's not. It's a little one. Okay. It's a terrier.
Okay.
Boston Terrier. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Got it.
They've got these two dogs, and one's name, I don't even know what their names are, because I go to their house, I sit in a chair, and these two dogs jump on me. And I mean, they don't even know who I am.
They love you.
They jump on
me. They're cuddly,
Both of them start licking my face. Okay?
There you go.
And that's a little bit too much pet love for me, okay? Like when I went to the prom. Ted. Birthday today. Hey, big boy.
Hey.
Yeah, you're going to have a birthday today. Going to have a cake with pink icing on it and all that, huh?
Yeah, you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
You could call her a twin cousin. I have a cousin who was born on the same day as me within the same hour.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Diana Newman up in Kansas City. Yeah.
Does she look like you?
Oh, God, no, she's pretty.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour here, demands for debate in Las Vegas. The Democrats debate in Las Vegas. We had that story. Hey, Mark Stein's doing Rush Limbaugh this morning, and Rush is supposed to be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 19 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.